Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
We come to you every Tuesday night, and it is now 7 o'clock in beautiful Honolulu, actually, is where we're broadcasting tonight, via Skype tonight. Got a better connection than on the Big Island. And frankly, we're 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. Happy New Day and happy holiday season to everybody out there.
Yes, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again. And we want to thank our sponsors tonight, Healthy World Store, which brings you the best supplements in the world, as well as innovative, great healing devices like the 528 tuning fork.
And also, it's a new thing. Some amazing work on generators with a 528 tuning fork. Lots of exciting things are happening on Healthy World Store with an expansion of products along the 528 Love Line. So check it out at healthyworldstore.com.
And if you're not a partner, please go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and partner with us. It's part of a great co-op opportunity to become supportive of the things we're doing in the world, as well as help us save people's lives and help yourself get well. And so
and make some money too, yeah, in the process, because you turn people on to what helps you and helps your family. And gee whiz, we partner with you, so it's your business. And actually, we give you a turnkey online business. It's valued at about $10,000 is what it cost us to produce that site and have the availability to clone it for you so that you get your own site. We actually give you a clone of our site, and it's under your name, and it's under your domain's address. So all the sales go through you. So it's a wonderful, wonderful win-win. Great opportunity to advance something alternative to the Rockefeller-directed World Health Organization.
So, yeah, and actually we have a great opportunity for you to become an ambassador, a Healthy World Ambassador. Go to healthyworldambassadors.org and sign up to be an ambassador if you're already an affiliate.
It's actually healthyworldambassadors.com and healthyworldorganization.org or .com.
Okay, so it's not healthyworldambassadors.org.
I don't think it's .org. Ambassadors is the .com.
Okay, yeah. We need to get .org too.
Well, you're right. We really should. We can't leave any of those out.
Yeah, and so you get a great great learning, great training opportunity to put yourself on the path of getting a doctorate in energy medicine, but also on the way, you get educated about the great products that we have in healthyworldaffiliates.com. And
that's through our affiliation with the World Organization for Natural Medicine, WONM. And it's an organization that sponsors the Clinics for Humanity project. And so if you consider the fact that the natural healing experts are the wise elders from all the traditions, all the native traditions, had medicine men, true and spiritually inspired people who used whatever was available in the local area in order to naturally heal people. And so following that line, if we don't preserve and protect the history of natural medicine and natural healing and honor the wise elders in those communities, where are we? I wouldn't even call us civilized. In fact, when you consider what the science of coercion and intoxication has been, that the FDA is a revolving door to Big Pharma, and basically you get injected, infected, intoxicated, and depopulated by following their medical deities' recommendations. The alternative to that is exactly what the wise elders once taught, natural healing through whatever's available locally. And so that's what the Clinics for Humanity project, which is affiliated with a 5-year doctorate program. It's accredited in energy medicine and bioenergy medicine. And it's accredited through several different accredited organizations and educational institutions. And so if you check it out, we're connected with those. HealthyWorldOrganization.org is connected with the World Organization for Natural Medicine. We endorse it. We're ambassadors for it. And we're developing Clinics for Humanity projects in various locations globally in order to advance that wisdom and natural healing ability that we all have. We all share that, and I think the best of us have the ability to do what Jesus did, which is basically heal people by faith and trust in the power of the Holy Spirit within that does really all the healing, regardless of what type of healing you're using. It's all that powerful spiritual healing energy that does the restoring and does the sustaining. So at any rate, that's what we're committed to. And there's an educational program that we're advancing that, Sherry, tell them a little bit more.
Well, if you want to sign up, you actually can go to healthyworldambassadors.com and you can sign up and you take level one training. Now, if you're already an affiliate, you're already halfway there because you probably are familiar with the products. And it's a great opportunity to learn about them because lots of people call and they want to know what the products do, how they can help, and how they can help others get well with them. And so this will give you that education. There's going to be three levels of training.
Level one is actually online right now, and you can access it for free if you go to healthyworldambassadors.com or the page from Healthy World Organization, healthyworldorganization.org. And then click on Ambassadors Program at the top in the menu, and you'll come to a page that has the 8 different videos that are online. They're just shy of 15 minutes each, and that they're up via YouTube, and
so
the training is up.
So they can take level one for free.
Right now you can take level one for free, but in order to actually be an affiliate and become an ambassador, there is a tuition that you would get then course accreditation and credit through the World Organization for Natural Medicine to then become an ambassador. So that's we're working with the ambassador program in collaboration with the World Organization for Natural Medicine, and it is a tuition of less than $200 to actually be accredited, receive, and in fact, healthcare professionals, you guys out there can receive 4 credit hours of continuing education for less than $200, and that $200 also comes in a starter kit for the affiliates, I understand.
Right.
That you affiliates out there, new affiliates, you can turn them on to the affiliate program and offer them a package whereby they get the tuition as well as the starter kit of the products for helping to save lives and to make people healthier. And that's all part of this whole new program that we've been advancing for some time. And now level one training, as I said, is up, and you can actually review those videos for free. The test that goes along. See, this is not simply whereby, you know, we want slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, give us your money, and that's the end of it. No, we're really committed to you learning. And part one, level training one, deals with physiology and anatomy and metabolism. So if you start to view those videos, you'll see that I actually take you through a review of human anatomy, human physiology, even go into endocrinology, go into immunology, and then look at what are the aspects of even chemistry, organic chemistry, as it relates to pH, parts hydrogen, importance of that, looking at the bioenergetics of those things, letting you have a foundation so that you can then, when we get to level three deals specifically with bioenergy and energy medicine and the most advanced concepts. Again, heralding, featuring 528 hertz frequency and how it can be employed, the sound of love, how love, the universal healer, can be implemented in your own life, in your own clinical practice, and in the products that you're administering. So this is a fantastic opportunity. Level one training starts with what you would start with naturally. Normally, if you're going to college, if you want to take biological sciences, advanced levels to get prepared to go pre-med, that's exactly where we begin with level one training for the affiliates. So it's online, it's for free. But then again, to take the test, you can take the test, and then the test is given to you upon payment of your tuition like any other school, and that online schools require the same thing. And then that test then is administered, and then you're graded, and then you receive your grade back. You've got to pass it. You got to pass the test. You got to get better than 60%, ideally at least 70%. You get another chance if you get 60%. But we ask for you to do exactly what a good reputable professional would do, that is study the material and pass the test. So that's level one. It's up and it's available. Level two is coming. Level three is outstanding, and begin with level one.
So we hope that you'll take this opportunity to actually visit the site and check it out, see if it you know, something that you want to do. It's a great opportunity if you're looking for a career move and a purpose. We all need a purpose. We just saw a great movie the other day, actually. It talked about having a purpose in life. And if you haven't seen
Hugo,
it was a really, really great movie. It was probably one of the better movies that Hollywood puts out. And
very, very powerful artistic film. And if you haven't seen Hugo, there's been a couple films that we've viewed in the last couple months that have been outstanding. We talked about the one that dealt with the issues of being black in America and the racism in America. Sherry, what was the name of that film? It escapes me at this moment.
Oh, gosh, it escapes me, too.
Gee whiz. Well, at any rate, it's out there, and it's a new film.
Oh, it was something to do with Help.
The Help. Yeah, thank you. It was called The Help. It's outstanding, and it's a film that comes once maybe in a quarter century. It's probably one of the top films that I've seen, especially dealing not just with the acting that was superb, but the whole story. And unfortunately, our commentary the other day dealt with the fact that it does fit into the New World Order agenda of taking out respectability of the United States of America. We mentioned the other day that there have been a number of obvious media ploys to degrade the government of the United States. In fact, some of the information we'd like to share with you a little bit tonight that deals again with something that Sherry was into last week. She was looking at, with a guest, the pedophile issue, the child pornography rings, the child sex trafficking matters that we've dealt with. And Sherry has done the most outstanding work probably in the world of exposing most deeply how those infiltrators actually are engaged with white supremacy groups, with manipulators of the grassroots organizations. Ultimately, that film that we witnessed the other day, The Help, was one that does fit into the New World Order agenda, as does the J. Edgar Hoover movie, J. Edgar, another very good film, again, but dealing with now suddenly the realization that America's most powerful Justice Department directors, as well as politicians, have a separate private life whereby anything goes. No holds barred. The potential of being engaged in pedophile activities and being involved in a network of organized criminals that advance this demonic possession whereby they could torture and molest children, even infants, is unspeakable. And Sherry, I know I want you to share a little bit about this article that just came in. Sherry interviewed a guest last week, and the guest made some extraordinary revelations. We spent the week, a good part of it, attempting to discern whether this guest was legitimate or not. The jury is still out, but the reality is that the guest provided information that was substantive, it was factual, it was materially based. Some of the articles that he recommended that we investigate are real, and the story and that you're about to hear tonight is a contribution from this guest. So to some extent, we need to thank the guest for joining Sherry last week. I took the week off. And that tonight, maybe we can just continue and explore this possibility, just like we saw in the movie J. Edgar, that there is a whole sexual psychopathology that operates in some of the highest level officials in the United States government, and that those officials are linked to international officials and international child trafficking and child pornography rings that are beyond words, beyond description. The most hideous, unspeakable crimes is really what we're talking about, and that unfortunately, you know, we have been, Sherry particularly, has been targeted for being demonically attacked by those agents and agent provocateurs, propagandists, for covering up the child trafficking networks And there's a lot of great articles that Sherry wrote. I contributed to online at healthyworldstore.com. At the bottom of the page, you can see a link to the archives of the articles. Healthyworldnewsletter.com, I think, is a website that you can also access it. But at the bottom of Healthy World Store, surely there's a link to the archives, article archives. And you can go back and you can read stories that Sherry sourced that dealt with Ted Gunderson and group, Dr. Truot, Szymanski, who targeted me for degrading my reputation by fraudulently claiming that I was a Knight of Malta and spreading that ridiculous allegation. And then these were all distraction techniques for harming me, for bringing forth not only the vaccination matters, the poisoning of our child populations through mercury toxicity and vaccination intoxication, but the matter of 528 love revolution, how we can get out of this mess, how we can move from a supposedly civilized people into a more spiritual and conscious position where every child truly is considered one of our own and that we are in this together. And so that's been our work and we've been targeted. Anyway, Sherry, why don't you share a little bit about...
I wanted to talk about how when we met, you asked me what my passion was and what you thought my purpose was. And I said that I know that my purpose in this life, at least one of them, is to expose people that harm children and to expose the whole child sex trafficking networks and pedophiles. And so I said that that's really where, you know, I believe that I need to write the most. And you asked me, well, how would that work with the work that I'm doing? Because I really go and expose vaccination, people that are, administering deadly vaccinations and promoting vaccinations and the big players involved in dishing out the money to produce these vaccinations. And he said, well, you know, how does that coincide? And
I said, clueless. I saw no relationship whatsoever.
And I said, well, you know, I'm here for a reason and God has a plan. And I said, and sure enough, this is really true. The people that attacked Len since 2007 and put him on that fake Knights of Malta list, the guy that was really leading them, well, one of the main leader players was Ted Gunderson, who was the head of the FBI in Los Angeles. And he also worked under, J. Edgar Hoover for COINTELPRO operations. And he was married to Diana Rively, which was Anton LaVey's ex-wife. But he was out there saying...
The Church of Satan founder is Anton LaVey, his ex-wife. Gunderson was married to him. And also Gunderson was heavily connected to Michael Aquino.
Right.
And actually appeared in a propaganda filming. I believe it was... I can't remember the network, but it was Geraldo Rivera. It was one of the segments that...
It was the Geraldo show.
Do you remember what network that was on?
I'm not sure, but I want to tell you that who Michael Aquino is, in case people don't know. He was partnered with Anton LaVey in the Church of Satan, and then he broke off and started the Temple of Set, which is an offshoot of the Church of Satan. It's exactly the same belief systems, not the God of Light, the God of Dark, which is satanic worship rituals, everything horrific you can imagine, especially dealing with children and women, abusing them. And so that's...
And you see, you have folks, if you have to put your mind for a second into the mind of a serial killer, someone who has been abused as a child, typically, the serial killers are all abused as children. And according to the FBI and brilliant research by Douglas and Ressler at the Quantico Behavioral Science Division of the FBI, you have to understand that those people get their neurology crossed. They can commit these hideous atrocities and gain pleasure, whereby you, a normal person, would absolutely be nauseated beyond disgust, beyond belief, and that's how it happens. It happens, and it continues to happen because we don't speak up. In fact, an article tonight that Sherry is going to read to you is from CNN, And you can listen and read between the lines of the censorship that has gone into the writing and reporting of this matter on CNN just this past summer.
And I just also want to point out that Ted Gunderson was always out there stating that he was helping children and he was against satanic crimes and child sex trafficking. And in reality, he was working as a double agent. He was running these guys that were attacking Len since 2007, Dr. Horowitz since 2007. And when I came along and started working with him in 2009 and saw these attacks against him, I asked him, who are these people? He says, well, I'm not sure. And I said, do you mind if I research it? Well, sure enough, when I started to dig and figure out who these guys were, they were guys, and we call them pedophile protectors, because Ted Gunderson was out there saying, he was at the forefront of saying he was protecting children against satanic crimes and child sex trafficking. So you see how God works in mysterious ways. Took a very, very sad and terrible situation and really used that to really have us both work together to, you know, enlighten people about this truth, which was one of my passions, was to help the children and expose this. So
yeah, that's right.
So I just think that it's really ironic that it kind of worked out that way. But I'm going to read an article to you that was in CNN. I touched on it last week with the guests that we interviewed, and it was on CNN. It was actually a New York Times reported on it. It hit the AP wire.
And it was, by the way, just to tie it together, the guest made certain statements concerning Ted Gunderson's involvement in his own case, in his own family. And it was typical of Gunderson, who was an agent for the FBI, working, supposedly retired, but never fully retired. And again, we can draw on the brilliant work of Barbara Hartwell, who was working with Gunderson, who felt in her heart she could no longer participate. We've interviewed her. Sherry has a good collaboration going with Barbara. If you're out there listening, Barbara, we thank you and love you for your heroic work. And folks, I can tell you personally that Barbara has been heavily attacked, like yours truly, probably far more than I, and that she has been heroic in her efforts to continue the path of exposing the pedophile ring. And she had been exposing Ted Gunderson against all of those people that were promoting Gunderson, and then they started to attack her like they have Sherry and, again, myself.
Well, they attacked actually her and I worse than they attacked you, because they are misogynists and they do hate women more than that. So they really didn't attack. They called us horrible names that nobody should call another human being. And they were all, you know, based on only names you really call women and in complete despise, white trash names. And that's what they do. They have like this whole philosophy against women, and that's where they don't like women to speak up. They don't like women to voice their opinion. And the worst thing that could have happened was that women exposed them,
yeah,
which is really what they hated.
Well, so but your show last week, Sherry, I thought that was significant that the guest brought up Ted Gunderson's connection. Again, Gunderson was involved. Whenever a parent was not getting the satisfaction from the FBI for investigating a missing child, they all turned to Gunderson. And that was really, when you think about it, perfect. The whole operation was set up so that this would be controlled opposition, that Gunderson would be a plant. He would filter all of these sad and sick situations, family devastation from missing children.
And he would show up. If your child went missing, he would be like the guy who shows up or the guy that you call and, you know, really who you trust, because he worked for the agency, the FBI.
And so it's a layer. It's another layer of cover up. You have a number of different layers. For example, CNN is reporting in their justice section this article that Sherry's about to read. Again, it's part of controlled opposition. Yes, they busted these guys, a lot of them. Yes, they talk about how hideous this whole thing is, and they go into some superficial coverage about this is an international child trafficking matter. but they don't really give you enough details. They don't really mention enough names. They don't really fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. This is what is given to us, filtered information. Just like the Bible says, if you only get half truth, you've got a complete lie. You just can't do it. The truth shall set you free. And a half truth makes you virtually incompetent of freeing yourself. And socially, through civilization, if we're to expand and develop consciousness and actually get engaged with this whole love revolution, a 528 love revolution, and celebrating a messianic age, 1,000 years of world peace is the goal. Excuse me, that's the goal. How can we allow this kind of injustice to continue? It's a hypocrisy.
Well, if you want to go to actually Wikipedia, the whole operation is called Operation DeLego. DeLego, it's D-E-L-E-G-O. It's a major international law enforcement investigation which dismantled an international pedophile ring that operated an invitation-only internet site named Dreamboard, which is interesting that this is on Wikipedia, you know?
And your guest brought this up last week, was somewhat knowledgeable about this, right?
Exactly. It operated an invitation-only internet site named Dreamboard, which featured incentives for images of the violent sexual abuse of young children under 12, including infants. 72 charges were filed, and approximately 600 members of Dreamboard, due to the extensive encryption involved, members were required to upload new material at least every 50 days to maintain their access and remain in good standing.
Now read that CNN article.
Okay.
Because that CNN article is very interesting.
More than 50 members, and this is dated August 3rd, 2011, this past August. Actually, it was Ted Gunderson died on July 31st. This is August 3rd.
So shortly after Ted Gunderson's death, again, a key player in covering up the whole sick and sad child trafficking issue, which involves military, it involves national security, it involves all sorts of connections through Michael Aquino to other major players. Go ahead.
Okay, Terry. So more than 50 members of a child pornography ring who engaged in what authorities described as horrific and unspeakable crimes have been arrested for sexually exploiting children from 12 years old to as young as infants. Top federal law enforcement officials say agents busted the global online pornography ring following an intense international investigation that began in 2009. The ring, based in the United States, reached across 5 continents and 14 countries. 72 members of the online site called Dreamboard have been charged in the U.S. Officials said 52 of them have been arrested in the U.S. and abroad. The identities of the remaining 20 are unknown at this time. An additional 10 individuals were arrested abroad on charges from other countries. In order to become part of the Dreamboard community, prospective members were required to upload pornography portraying children under 12 years of age or younger, said Attorney General Eric Holder of the Justice Department news conference. Once given access, the participants had to continually upload images of child sexual abuse in order to maintain membership. The more content they provided, the more content they were allowed to access. Members who created and shared images and videos of themselves molesting children received elevated status and greater access, he said. What particularly horrified investigators were super hardcore posts that involved adults having violent sexual intercourse with very young kids who were being subjected to both physical and sexual abuse. Holder said some of the children featured in these images and videos were just infants, and in many cases, the children being victimized were in obvious and also intentional pain, even in distress and crying, just as the rules of one area of the bulletin board mandated they had to be in distress and crying. Oh, wow. It's amazing. It's horrible. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said, to give you an example of the scope of this forum, The capture and analysis of the forum revealed that the board may have been the vehicle for the distribution of up to 123 terabytes of child pornography, which is roughly equivalent to nearly 16,000 DVDs. Additional media recovered from the targets arrested in the U.S. alone has been found to contain over 1 million images of child pornography. So that's the United States of America, everybody. And that's
it's also international. And again, what this is, again, is a globalist issue. It's a globalist matter. It's obviously connected to the Brits and the Germans, the Illuminati, the banksters, the Rothschild family, the Bush family, the Rockefeller family. This is what you get. You know, I remember several years ago, George Bush Jr., he was asked by Peter Jennings about the Yale Skull and Bones fraternity and the fact that a reporter had snuck in, a videographer, and filmed some of the rituals, including kissing skulls and conducting mock murders. And George Bush on national television laughed it off, scoffed at the idea, laughed it off. And I understand that videographer was later killed, not long after killed. This is a reality, folks. And obviously prayer, we're asking you to pray, obviously, because we need supernatural intervention here. We really need to have divine intervention to be able to come to terms with this from humanity's perspective. Part of the 528 Love Revolution is about playing the music that opens people's hearts. If you have your heart open and your heart is loving, you really can't stand the dissonance, the disharmony, the incredible, horrific reality of this nightmarish political convention. And that's what it is. If you begin to study the work that Sherry's done on exposing Gunderson connections to the Nebraska group, the other folks that were involved, the Boys Town matters, looking at John DeCamp, for instance, the people that allied with these people to cover up child trafficking with the connections going directly to the Capitol Hill. You're looking at the most powerful people in the United States government, very likely the German government, the British government, the major governments of the world that are demonic in the sense that they are conducting these child rituals and satanic rituals and engaged in funding and or supporting and even covering up these types of practices of child sex slavery included. There was a very interesting revelation, Sherry, you shared too. Who was it that you reported on in the White House, Johnny Gosch story? You remember the reporter that came with regard that was supposedly the real Johnny Gosch?
Right. In regards to the Valerie Plame affair.
Yeah. So
Jeff Gannon.
Jeff Gannon was his name. Thank you. So you begin to look at pulling pieces of a puzzle together. You know, that's really what investigative journalists do. The information is out there. It's the question of who puts it together. Who puts those little pieces of the puzzle together, and then what picture shows when the pieces fall into place. And that picture shows exactly how it is that the Illuminati administers helter-skelter internationally. Helter Skelter, essentially, if you remember Charlie Manson, the whole political, socio-political agenda during Charlie Manson's day and the Rolling Stone agenda and the whole British invasion. And this information is covered in the book of 528 beautifully. The new book, the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. If you haven't read it, you must read it. It's fantastic. And we've been getting tremendous praise from people internationally. I just received a beautiful, beautiful thank you letter from a reader
who said that her parents were not into going to church, and she developed separately a desire to go to church. She began studying and loving Jesus and became born again, and ultimately now has read the book of 528, and she says that book of 528 contains lessons of love on par with the Bible. What an honor it is to receive an email like that, folks. So please read the book of 528, because this issue of moving beyond what we're looking at, a planet that is run demonically, the ideology and the way in which the administration of the propaganda systems and the mass mind that tolerates this kind of criminality has got to change. And because it is so ingrained in the fabric of the institutions that govern us, including the Justice Department, we've got to have some sort of a divine intervention. So the heart opening, the concept of the 528 Love Revolution, offering an energy, the key to the House of David, opening doors that no man can close, those are spiritual portals to the heart. And we've got to open our hearts to love. We've got to open our hearts to where we have righteous indignation, like Jesus demonstrated outside the temple for money launderers, usury, people who got you addicted and enslaved to a system of taxation without representation. The reality is that caused righteous indignation in the most loving being that presented on this planet. And so if Jesus took out a whip and beat those who would enslave humanity, should we do anything less than the same for particularly the gross injustice of enslaving a child to a lifetime of torture and torment and a violation of their relationships, so that they then go on, instead of being a normally functioning, loving human being capable of giving and sharing and caring with others normally, instead they become completely demonically possessed, engaged in the most hideous atrocities that one human being could ever administer to another. We, who call ourselves civilized, cannot stand for that. Otherwise, you are a hypocrite, and you deserve to be whipped yourself.
There's a lot of articles actually coming out in regards to these people being busted for child sex trafficking and for child pornography. We just received an article from one of our good friends, another journalist who had done some research. Her name's Jenny Hatch, on the Hollywood scene regarding child sex trafficking.
Thank you, Jenny. That was very, very kind.
And so we are, you know, investigating what's going on. Recently, there was a Pentagon intelligence officer sentenced to 80 years for child porn and sexual abuse. If you look at a lot of the mainstream articles, they try to downplay his level in the Navy, in the military.
Yeah, now this is very, very important, folks, because, again, we mentioned earlier about Gunderson being connected to Michael Aquino, who is one of the highest ranking officials in American counterintelligence, if not the highest. He was pretty much the go-to guy for changing the way propaganda was output to the American people following the Vietnam War. He ran, and still apparently does run, the Temple of Set, as Sherry mentioned, which is the Church of Satan that Anton LaVey initiated. Gunderson was connected, and that Michael Aquino, his military intelligence background, apparently, according to several articles and reputable ones, He is a high-level official in National Security Agency that is associated with overseeing CIA and FBI. If you remember Richard Nixon's administration, Henry Kissinger was National Security Advisor, the most powerful man overseeing CIA, FBI, and foreign policy, and that's why we have nuclear weapons deployed around the face of the planet today. And that's also why we have the AIDS virus through hepatitis B injections that were first given to gay men in New York City and blacks in Central Africa. That work is in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, and elsewhere. But the reality is that the military, it's always been military intelligence from the Navy particularly that has been at the forefront. If you read the book Emerging Viruses, you see that the depopulation viruses were primarily advanced in the laboratories, including the nuclear facilities, that were Navy-directed biological weapons labs. If you look at the nuclear matter and the intelligence overseeing the energy industrialists globally, you look at, for example, in Idaho, the major nuclear facility and testing operation is a Navy facility. ENEAL, it's called the ENEAL Group down in southern Idaho. These are the folks that were engaged in testing the nuclear weapons in America. Of course, 30 years later, we're told that there were hundreds of thousands of people who developed cancer as a result. Of course, at the time, they said, oh, it's fine, it's harmless. Kind of like what they tell you today as you walk through the radiation screening monitors in the airports. But
we're going to write a good article about all of this. But if anybody wants to research this Pentagon intelligence officer who was sentenced to 80 years, you can do research. His name is Scotty Lee Martinez. And another article that was around the same time in August, right? Shortly after Gunderson's death.
And by the way, it's kind of like when Horowitz and Kane, you know, what they were nicknamed by Truod and Company, the Horror Kane. When we come out with stuff, watch the media. Watch the media follow our lead. But the fact is, again, they don't really give it the full measure of expose. It's a flip. It's a spin. And it's a propaganda. And it's a superficial coverage. And where is the full truth? You know, we've got to look deeper at what it is that's being reported. And whenever you see a headline, you've got to know that that's really – there's something greater there. It's pretty much a spin.
So – in August of this past year, in Brownsville, Texas, a federal grand jury indicted the founder of a South Texas-based cargo airline, which is Pan American Airways, on several child pornography-related charges, including sexual exploitation of children, the transfer of obscene materials in a minor, and distribution and possession of child pornography. And there were 70 flights per month. His name is Robert Hendrick. He announced last fall that the opening of the Pan American Airways, which would be an air cargo carrier, would operate 70 flights per month between Texas, Brownsville, Texas, which is like Bush country, right? And Latin American cities.
Yeah, but it doesn't say in the article that they were transporting children, right?
Well, they say transfer of obscene materials.
Obscene material. But think about this, folks. Obscene materials. They're going to carry all these flights and all these airlines to do what they could do in the United States mail. How absurd is that?
Yeah, they were transferring children.
They're transferring children, of course. And that's what, again, another classic example of how this media, this headline news story, is propaganda. It's a deceptive cover-up for what's really going on out there. The children that are missing, I mean, gee whiz, there's hundreds of thousands of children that go missing. According to the governments as well as the private sectors, the NGO, non-governmental organizations that cover the child abductions, they state that there are over 700,000 children that go missing annually, of which approximately 500,000 are never found. Where do these children go? And we're not getting, like, for example, I walked down to the local post office the other day, and I saw a bulletin board of missing children. And I looked at those children, and I looked at the dates. Gee whiz, these children were missing back in the 70s and the 80s still in the bulletin board that I looked at. You know, again, where are the most common ones? So if that is what our taxpayer money is going to fund.
Actually, and that's funding the war. That's what child sex trafficking is doing. It's funding the war. It's what.
How so? How do you mean that?
Well, here's how it works. And we talked about this before. How do they find these children? One big way they find them is through their yearbooks, through their children's yearbooks.
Right.
And so we definitely recommend that no one allow their children to get pictures.
Yeah, the organization, folks, is called Life Touch. If your child comes home with a yearbook, do a little research. All of the national yearbooks in the United States are produced by one company primarily. It is called Life Touch. Now think about that, Life Touch. It's like a pedophile title. Then you look at who is it that operates Life Touch, that owns it, JCPenney and Target stores.
Target your children.
Target your children. Because Target actually operates the FBI's principal forensics laboratories nationally. So that when a child goes missing, who is it that does the investigation? According to articles that have been published in mainstream, it is volunteers, excuse me, from Target that facilitate the forensic labs for the FBI. Excuse me? What? Are you serious? What the heck is our government having to rely on a retail outlet store to provide the protection and investigation of our missing children? So what is happening is that you've got this Life Touch that actually collects the pictures and actually publishes a virtual menu
right.
for these international pedophiles. And you have within the FBI rogue elements. Not every FBI agent or not every CIA agent or not every NSA agent is a bad guy. There's a lot of guys that are great guys, but you're given information on a need-to-know basis
right.
only. And you guys out there who are involved, you need to look carefully and involve yourself in special investigation departments and divisions in order to weed out these pedophiles.
Right. Well, they work together for raising the money to fight in the wars. And how they get the money is extremely wealthy. The wealthiest people in the world, the most disgustingly wealthiest people in the world, they purchase these children. And what do they purchase them for? They purchase them for slavery. They purchase them for torturing
Just like the Johnny Gosch story with George Bush.
And here's another thing. I saw this horrific horror movie. It was meant to be just a regular horror movie that wasn't truthful. It was the most horrific horror movie I'd ever watched. And I recommend that you watch it. I know you hate horror movies.
I don't go see horror
movies. But this movie was based,
reality's horrible
This
enough.
Movie was based on reality. It was the most horrific movie I'd ever seen in my life because I felt it was real right from the start. When I watched it, I definitely did not see this as – it wasn't like your Friday the 13th movie that was created in somebody's imagination. This was a movie based on reality. I don't believe that where it was the location of the events that took place in the movie were accurate. It possibly could be anywhere. Probably not in the U.S., probably in South America, probably over in Asian countries, Thailand, some other countries like where they're not. It's not so much people watching what's going on, and it tends to go and fall underneath. It's a delicacy. You go to these countries to get this kind of thing. That's what these people do. They're extremely ruthless and crude. This movie was called Hostel, and I saw part one and part two. Part two was a little bit campy, but it gave you more information on how these very wealthy people targeted these children that they wanted. They got them when they came. For instance, they took a trip to Europe. They lured them to this hostel where these very wealthy people, they would show them the picture. They'd say, here, they'd send the photograph to these wealthy people, all the different photographs of the children. They'd select and they'd say, yeah, that's the one. And they'd say, okay. And they go and they get these people, these children, they lead them to this hostel, and that's where this very wealthy man would be there waiting with his axe and his saw, and he'd chop them up into pieces while they were there. I mean, this was the most disgusting movie, but it was based on the facts, these facts. Where did they get this idea from? This was based on what happens right now to the children in this world that are going missing. Not all of them, but a big part of them go to being used as a piece of trash for some disgusting person to take out all of their whatever revenge. Usually men, they take out all of their self-loathing on these children. They hate their, for instance, one of them may hate their wife and take out that on a child that looks like their wife or their sister that tormented them and they abuse them. And it's a very sad situation, and light needs to be brought on this. And a lot of people are not talking. No one is talking about this. Even the mainstream media, they have it one article on Fox News in regards to this child porn indictment for this Texas airline founder. His name is Robert Hendricks. You hear nothing else about this guy anywhere. Nothing else.
And by the way, it's another propaganda ploy. When you, as a network producer and senior executive producer, allow for one article to present the information and do it superficially, then you don't ever have to cover it again, because you always make the claim, well, we covered that already. It's old news. And that's how the control over the public's mind and giving you a little bit of information but leaving out substantially, as I mentioned earlier, the really important parts of the story.
I mean, there is so much every single day. I mean, especially here in 2011, you're seeing it more and more and more. I mean, it's here's another Texas man who had more than 100K in child porn images in San Antonio, Texas. I mean, this just happened this past October. It's happening every single day.
Yeah.
More and more people. And you
don't realize how close to this and how you're actually being fed by people who are engaged in this. It comes to mind Alex Studer, who the FBI had been investigating. Studer is one of the Stooger, Barbara Hartwell calls him, a government agent, provocateur, who runs for Dr. Truot, labvirus.com, and that site has been I think it's still up now. He's got that restored, and they're attempting to, again, discredit yours truly and Sherry Kane. But the amount of people in the Patriot movement and in the truth movements that rely on the website labvirus.com and a close associate with Studer is Ken Adachi's website that is educate yourself, is that .org. That, again, major propaganda mills that we in our various communities, whether you're dealing with natural health community, holistic health community, American Patriot community, these are the websites that we thought were operated by good people. Meanwhile, suddenly we realize, holy smoke, these guys are actually involved together, and that the cover-up is administered by their what's called controlled opposition. They're actually created to feed us part of the story, part of the intelligence that leads us astray and then makes us virtually overwhelmed by the amount of information, the pros and cons, the various sides of the story. We go into sensory motor overload. We can't take more information. It's part of what's called a Hegelian dialectic, where you have thesis, antithesis breeds mass confusion called synthesis, where we the people then lose our capacity to think and act rationally. It is not rational to tolerate this kind of demonic possession within people that are associated with our banking industry, our educational industry, institutions of Justice Department. It is not reasonable. It is not rational. And the suppression of this information is not rational either. We've got to come to terms with it. Look in medicine. The foundation of medicine is you've got to diagnose before you can treat. Duh. What else is new? Diagnosis means, literally translated from the Latin, means to see through to the root of the disorder before you can effectively treat it. You've got to know what you're dealing with. And so long as only half of the story and only half of the truth and the names are suppressed, all of that continues, we cannot effectively treat this sickness in society.
Look, we have a picture of Robert Hendrick here. Found one online. Robert Hendrick was denied bail, so maybe he still has available that $50 million for this St. Louis Aerotropolis. So basically he was going to help St. Louis turn their Lambert Field into a major cargo hub until he got busted for the kiddie porn.
Yeah. And these guys, I mean, if you take a look at them, they look like, you know, reasonably professional people.
This guy looks,
they look
like somebody's grandfather. Who's
yeah, it looks like, I mean, you can't tell by looking at them necessarily, but the fact that this is pervasive, I mean, I was amazed when Sherry first started to wake me up, because again, I mean, I had no idea that this was going on to the extent that it had been and is. And so I suddenly realized, as I started to wake up and have conversations with other men and other women about this subject, wow, I couldn't believe the number of people who had been abused as children. I couldn't even conceive of that. I mean, thank God I came from pretty loving parents. I mean, my family was, you know, I think somewhat functional and somewhat dysfunctional, like normally a family might be. You know, we didn't have any sexual abuse in my family, but I was astonished by the numbers of people who are close, even friends, who went through hideous experiences sexually.
Yes, definitely. And that's what really was very sad when I met you and I saw these attacks against you and how they, you know, would try and manipulate you and create this whole like persona of you as this person, that a deviant person, and you're so innocent. You know, you're one of the most innocent people that way that I've met.
Yeah, they stuck me, it's like my name right next to J. Edgar Hoover on the Knights of Malta list.
Yeah.
How about that one?
So, I mean, it's to me, that was really what broke my heart the most, is to see you as this like pretty innocent guy that grew up in a pretty sheltered house, like having to have to deal with that. Even though you are at the forefront of exposing the worst crimes ever, you're still innocent in so many ways to like
Let's
anything.
Call it naive.
To corrupt people, to corruptness. And that's why, you know, you've had people who've taken advantage of you over the years who have
fought. Yeah, I am correctly diagnosed there, Sherry. You got it. I mean, one of the things that, you know, we've written, and actually right now there's a brand new article out in Veritas magazine in Australia, and I'm a contributor to that fine magazine, and I have an article there now called Why It Is That Some of Us Just Can't Get Along with Others and Relationships, and it deals with the concept of 7-4-1ers versus 5-2-8ers, and we're going to be exposing and expanding on that theory that some people just vibe to a different frequency, and that I am absolutely engaged in, I would say, partial denial. I mean, I don't want to see a bad world. And I've been focused on the fact that people, kind of like in Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, if you give a person safety and shelter needs and basic physiological needs of food and water, then they can go on to become self-esteemed and they can become self-actualized. They can actually tune into their God-given gifts, and that they can express those gifts in a meaningful way in some form of contribution to God and humanity. And that's basically the philosophy that I've been going on. And, you know, I figure so long as I'm here, so long as God wants me on earth, you know, I have a role and I have another job to fulfill. And it's all good. I mean, and I can't conceive that there would be people that operate just like the serial killers. So I am naive, and I've chosen, I think, to be somewhat
naive in my life, and largely, like you say, to my own detriment.
Well, I mean, I think you're waking up a lot to reality, to the facts of what's really going on. And I think that that's, you know, part of your calling too, is to really expose, you know, expose what's going on with you know, all the terrible, harmful people that are really part of, like, what you've been talking about for years, the same people that are involved in creating the vaccinations that kill children. I mean, kill them one way, kill them another way. That's the way they, that's their motto. They don't have any, like, particular, like, way, desire to do it one way. They just want to, you know, do it anyway and eliminate. If they believe we're all here to depopulate us, then why would they, why would it matter to them if they do it in manners that would be, like, completely horrific.
Demonic and horrific, yeah. Anyway, folks, you've been listening to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I'm with Sherry Kane. And every Tuesday night we come to you, God willing, again, every Tuesday night. BBSradio.com is our venue. And so thank you for joining us tonight. We'll look forward to speaking with you again next week. We are offering all an alternative to this insanity. And it starts with joining us as a partner, healthyworldaffiliates.com. The ambassadorship program exposes a better way and promotes a better way. With the Healthy World Organization, we feel that that's an alternative to the corrupt and insanely directed, demonically possessed Rockefeller's World Health Organization that now pulls the strings on our own Centers for Disease Creation, our CDC, and we're advancing an alternative. We are tired and fed up with the hypocrisy, the lunacy, the insanity, and these types of demonic possessions that involves itself in our social systems. So we're doing something about it, and we ask you to join us. And an easy way to start is by just tuning in to 528radio.com and let the music of love open your heart. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
And I'm Sherry Kane. We'll see you next week. It's at midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. on the California, West Coast, yeah. California. And right now it's 7 p.m. in Hawaii when we start. So, yeah. Well, it's actually 8 o'clock right now, but it's 7 p.m. when we start.
Yeah, and when I leave you tonight, folks, you know what I'm going to be doing is turning on 528radio.com. You do that and you realize that music's been transposed into 528 and it's actually healing you when you're listening. After a couple days of listening to that music, you won't want to go back to the insanity and the frequency of these crazy people.
Yeah, and we need that 528 radio.
We need to. I mean,
especially
like,
with all the work
with all
that we're
with all the
doing.
Work that we've got and all the dealing, all the issues of you know, sadness, sickness, depression that we've got to deal with. You got to get rejuiced. You got to get restored. You got to get uplifted. And that's how we do it. 528radio.com. Transpose your music on 528records.com. 528records.com. You can transpose any music into that frequency for optimal sustainability. So join us in the 528 Love Revolution. Bye for now.
Good night and God bless.